Well, there's a lot of excitement over on the West Side at the Arts Center at Dunham with Sunset Player's upcoming production of American Idiot. And joining me in the studio are the director of the show, Jerry Uraut. Welcome, Jerry.
Thank you.
And musical director and longtime friend, Alan Lindsay.
Hi, Jim.
All right. First of all, Jerry, American Idiot, Green Day, lots of contemporary music. This is the Cincinnati Community Theater premiere of this musical. Why Green Day's American Idiot?
Last year when this show came through Cincinnati, I got a chance to see it. I have always been a fan of Green Day's music. They have been around for quite a while now, so it's touched a lot of different generations. So when I heard the concept of this show, I wanted to see it and see the kind of the story behind the album American Idiot. And when I did, I was really impressed, really floored and excited about this show. Not only just the energy and the excitement of the Green Day music, but the weaving of their story, or at least their pseudo story throughout the show. It made it a very interesting concept to me and something that I thought that we would like to tackle. And even with all of its challenges, we would be able to tackle and do justice and do a very good show with.
Now, you mentioned concept album, and this is something that a lot of people may not realize that American Idiot, the Green Day album, originally was. But it's the same thing as Tommy by The Who and Chess. This was an album that was meant to tell a story. Alan, when you approach directing a musical like this, mm-hmm. and you're connecting the songs even more, what are some of the challenges that you encounter?
Probably the biggest challenge, and this is true, I think, of any sung-through musical, be it rock or otherwise, is that even more so than in a regular book musical, the characters have to be part of the songs. It can't just be, I'm stopping to sing a tune here, because in this case, there is very little stopping. I mean, there are 22 musical numbers in a 90-minute show. It goes pretty much from song to song with very little dialogue, and so the characters have to be present when the actors are singing. They can't just do a Broadway belt number and call it a day. So that's probably right now, I think the biggest challenge is going to be, first of all, getting that sheer amount of music under our belts, but then making sure that these characters are coming out through their songs.
And the two of you as director, a music director, have a lot more interplay than, as you say, a musical where you're doing a scene and then you stop to sing. What are some of the things that you all find you work on a lot together with this concept?
Well, I know Al and I have been, even from day one, talking kind of the story, the thoughts of these characters, you know, throughout to make sure we have, as Al said, this integrated story. And this started back from even before the show was cast. We sat down, talked about our kind of our ideas of these characters, what we thought about them, and then and through the process of the auditions, there was a lot of discussion on, you know, what we're seeing in these characters, what these actors and actresses are bringing to the table, what we can think about, how they will fit.
I've known Jerry and I've worked with this group for well over 10 years at this point. And so coming in and out, doing various shows, it's a plus. It's helpful to know the person that you're working with before you're even starting. So we're not coming in this two completely unknown personalities to each other. It gives a little bit more of a firm basis to the approach of how we're handling the show.
Obviously, this is a show filled with contemporary music. Green Day is a very contemporary band. And this is bringing out a lot of younger people to participate and new faces for you. Who are some of the people involved and what are they doing?
Some of the new faces that we have, especially is our one who playing Johnny is Zach Julian. I have never seen and heard of Zach's work before the show, and he came into auditions, and he just really kind of hit upon the character that we were looking for and the voice that we were looking for in that character of Johnny, and has been doing a phenomenal job. But that's just one of many.
This is a cast of 20-plus people, and I think I've only worked with two of them before.
Yeah, I think with this entire cast of 20, I think there's probably been about maybe five in this cast that I have worked with before on an extensive basis. No, some I have known through just hearing the names through other people, you know, in the community theater and musical theater circuits. So a lot of these new, fresh faces are just coming in and giving a lot of breath of life in that and excitement around this production.
And I understand your choreographer is new to your group.
Yes. During Bonnie and Clyde, we had one of the actresses that came out, Jessica Stringfield, was one of our cast members. And when we were talking, she mentioned she had a very strong dance background working with Arthur Murray Dance Studios and such. So during the process of that, I was already slated to direct this particular show, American Idiot. I approached her and said, what would you think about doing choreography for our show? And when she started putting things together and putting them on stage, it's been phenomenal. She's working that cast out. That is true. But it is very interesting and very strong choreography with this music in the show.
For people who are not familiar with the original album or the show, give us a brief synopsis of the story and theme of the show.
Setting-wise, we're talking, you know, post 9/11. Young people, a lot of anger, a lot of strong feelings, not a lot of direction. And so we're kind of focused on these three friends, Tony, Will, and Johnny, who are, you know, they're looking for their place in this world, especially after a very devastating period of time. Two of the characters, initially all three, plan to go away to the big city to figure out what the heck they're supposed to be doing with their lives. Unfortunately, one of them ends up staying home when his girlfriend turns up pregnant. And it just kind of goes from there. It follows Johnny and Tony's adventures, their ups, their downs, and some of the downs are extremely down, until they finally seem to kind of come to, if not the answer they were seeking, at least a little bit more feeling of, okay, this may not be going in the direction I thought it was, but it is going in a direction I can kind of see what I'm supposed to be doing at this point. It's that whole feeling of restlessness, of not knowing where your place is, something a lot of people, I think, go through in their early 20s.
This is the final show of the 2015-2016 season for Sunset Players, and Sunset Players has already announced their 2016-17 season. So let's take a quick look at that. Let's start. The first one is going to be The Wedding Singer. Give us a little bit of background on that.
Well, The Wedding Singer, a lot of people will know this from the movie, the Adam Sandler movie, The Wedding Singer. It's based off that movie. It's a very fun musical, a lot of comedy to it. As the director slated for it put it, it's kind of like a love song to the 80s, too. Definitely has, you know, some of those 80s songs, but even the regular stuff had that 80s feel and everything else. A little bit of nostalgia trip back, but it appeals to everybody. Like I said, the comedy and the setup of it it's a very enjoyable show, and that will cover a lot of bases for that.
And a family-friendly show that follows that is The House at Pooh Corner.
The House at Pooh Corner, this is one we have done in the past. It's been quite a while since we did it, but always when we ask for feedback on the children's shows that we like, the Winnie the Pooh shows always are very popular in that. So we decided to bring this one back with new faces and new casts now and have a nice family-friendly show in that for our children's show slot, shall we say.
Now, I'm also seeing that you're going to be doing the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged.
Yes, for those who have never seen these shows, they are very high-paced, crazy, zany, over-the-top shows. This is basically the telling of the complete works of William Shakespeare in about a two-hour span.
Now, your spring show slot is going to be a regional premiere. It's the Savannah Sipping Society. Sounds very, very Southern.
Yes, this is by the playwrights that have written shows in the past that we've done, Dixie Swim Club, the Hallelujah Girls. These playwrights tend to write in the South and South settings, very funny shows, very witty writing, some really relatable characters, and it fits as a very good slot with our season ticket patrons and what we have as our kind of, it can be very family friendly, but a nice comedy show. And this is one of the latest from this group. They've done many shows before, so we decided to take them up on this one and premiere this one in Cincinnati.
And then you'll finish the season in the summer with The Toxic Avenger.
This is one that we get to play with and have a little fun with. As we've been doing our seasons now, we reserve the summer slot for our kind of out-of-the-box show, to really kind of stretch our legs, do something kind of off the wall, a little over the top. And The Toxic Avenger is based on the cult movie, The Toxic Avenger, that some may have seen, some may not have. If they have, it was probably late at night in some weird place. But it is kind of along the venues. It's very strong rock music, very funny. And I'm really glad to announce that I will be directing this one, and I get to team up with Alan again next summer. He's agreed to music direct for me again. So I think we're going to have a blast with that one, too.
Well, once again, that is the Sunset Players production of American Idiot, running July 8th through the 23rd at the Arts Center at Dunham. I'd like to thank this evening's guests, Jerry Yearout and Alan Lindsay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jen.
For more information on Sunset Players' production of American Idiot and their 2016-17 season, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.